guys. Welcome back to another week of Autastic, your comedian's guide to autism.
And I'm Graham K. Hello, everybody. Welcome back to another week. Fortnite? We do Fortnites now, pretty much?
Bro, it's been 5 weeks.
Since our last pod?
Yeah. Huh.
Okay, well.
It's been a week. It's been 2 weeks because I came back from Australia. We did one.
Yeah.
And then I was gone, it's about 2 weeks.
I'm bad. I have a very bad memory. I can't remember time.
I could have told you 5 weeks. I could have convinced you.
I don't remember a single episode we've ever done. I've told you this off air. I don't remember anything. People message us and reference episodes. And you'll be like, remember we talked about that once? Or I'll suggest an article and you'll be like, we already talked about that. I'm like, when? You're like, 3 years ago. I'm like, 3 years ago?
He's not wrong, guys.
I've forgotten. This is true. I would say this, twice a month, people walk up to me and they go, yo, what's up, Graham? Great to see you. How's so-and-so? And I'll be like, I don't know who you're talking about. I don't know who you are. I don't know. I have no idea who these people are.
He's like, all right, see you at the family reunion.
Yeah, yeah. I was showing Kirk pictures from...
I didn't want to say that, but 20, I was thinking it.
20 years ago of a girlfriend I had 20 years ago. Like actual photographs. And he's like, have you ever tried looking her up? And
yeah,
I was like,
how she's doing.
Yeah. I was like, I can't remember her name. Can't remember her first or last name.
That's insane.
I don't remember any high school teacher's name. I don't know anyone's name. I don't remember anyone from high school's name. I know
your own name?
I know my best friend's name from high school, and I know my other friend. I know like maybe 4 or 5 people's names from high school. I can't remember a single teacher's name.
My name is Kirk Smith.
I forget your name all the time when you're not around. I forget. If people were like, who do you do a podcast with? I'd be like, I don't know.
Some guy. He looks like me. Kinda.
It'll take me a while to think about it. When I was a kid, I remember at dinner, I forgot my brother's name for like the whole dinner. I just couldn't think of his name.
You like pointing at him, that guy.
I've just never had a good memory. And I've always think I'm going to get early onset Alzheimer's. And I'm like, no, this is how my brain works. People are like, do you smoke a lot of weed? It's like, I barely smoke. I mean, I twice a year, maybe like bare, like it's not, you know what I mean? I don't know.
Listen, thinking's not for everybody, Graham. You're a very big, strong man, and some women love that.
I can remember my entire act. I can remember...
You're pushing names out because you got
more jokes
than
an hour and a half
there.
Of material without looking at my notes. Straight.
How do you do that? Do you sit down, like, before... If you have to do 45 minutes, you sit down and write it all out? What do you do? What's your memorization technique?
I'll write the set list out. And each word, so say I'll write 12 words. So each, like, it's like a song title. And each joke is about, you know, between 30 seconds and 4 minutes long, 5 minutes long. So
12 words. Mine'd be closer to 45 words.
Yeah, I'll write maximum 15 words for an hour. And that's enough. But I cannot, and I've always been like that. I will remember, this is why I think I might have a kiss. I may be a kiss on the spectrum. My brain just has always worked differently than everyone around me. I remember if I'm... I'll remember thinking about... thinking about a certain thing. Say, thinking about it... Remembering something. I'll remember where I was when I was remembering something 8 years ago. I'll remember what side of the sidewalk I was on. I'll remember what, if the sun was out, but I'll remember, but I'm not even, but I'm remembering a memory.
This from, is very Inception-like.
Early on in my life. You know what I mean? Like,
Well, we haven't said this yet, 5 minutes in the podcast, but this is Comedian's Guide to Autism. And we discuss autism. Mm-hmm. Speaking of a kiss of autism, we got a very interesting letter this week, Grandma.
We're going to do in the news already. Okay, yeah, let's do it.
Oh, we should do a week in review. I forgot.
Yeah.
I forgot.
Yeah.
How is good old Peter doing? You get any messages, calls?
Well, I'm on the... I talk to Peter every morning, as you guys know. And he's still dealing with his foot injury. It's been a couple months, and it's slow because he doesn't know how to take weight off of his foot. So he was supposed to be on a cane and partial weight bearing on his bad foot. If you don't, if you don't remember, or you haven't listened in a while, or this is your first episode, in mid-November, Peter slipped on the ice and shattered his ankle, and he has 14 screws, had to get surgery. Somebody with less profound autism would be walking with a cane right now or with no assistance.
And I'd say he's kind of like right down the middle, I think. If you got Bill Gates and Elon Musk, who say they have autism on the side, and then my son on the other side.
Sure.
Well, maybe on the lower side a little
bit. Sure, but he can. My brother can never have a job. Right. He can never earn money. He can't. He'll
die. Well, he has jobs, but he has a hard time. Yeah.
His jobs are charity. He hurts the job more than he helps.
Don't say that. I don't know.
He does.
Is that true?
Yes. He's caught he got fired from his last job because he couldn't stop talking to everybody. Right. And the job before that, he cost them $10,000 in plumbing fees because he kept flushing full rolls of toilet paper down the toilet. Right. And he wouldn't stop doing it.
Right.
I don't think he made more. I don't think he helped them make more than $10,000. He came in for 6 hours a week.
That's a good point. I hadn't thought of it like that.
Now
he's at a pub wiping down tables and tearing down garbage.
I think he like helps put out tables and stuff. But I think like truthfully, he's not a good cleaner. He misses spots. He like is not. If we're going to be real about this, he's not helping them. I know what he does. He does not help them. It's they're doing charity because they're good people, and they take these people on. And he only works. If he was helping them, he would work more than 6 hours a week. He goes three times a week for 2 hours. It's as much as they can handle. And he's very annoying to be around. He would die without assistance. That is true. He couldn't even be homeless. He would die. So he needs constant help. Anyway, he is home alone, and he is bored because he can't go to work because of his leg. And so, but what he is doing, which is really great, is he is hounding people, because that's his full-time job now, is hounding people to hang out with him. And he is getting, he casts a wide net, like 150 names. And I think he's getting like one or two people to come a week, which in terms of sales is about right on par. When you're cold calling.
2% return?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So he had two people come over for dinner last night, and he made them, three adults shared one frozen pizza, which Peter eats alone, a full one by himself. So do I. And then a bowl full of vegetables, which I don't know what that means. I tried to ask. Couldn't get any more information than a bowl of vegetables.
Like those frozen, you know, things.
Yeah. And then, you know, these are people without disabilities that came over to
encourage him,
to help and just be good people and, you know, give them someone to socialize with. And he made them watch Captain Planet, which is a early 90s cartoon about environmentalism. It's just a very hokey. Oh, I couldn't watch it when I was 10.
It's Canadian?
It might be Canadian. Captain Planet.
I grew up in
Ecuador. He's our hero. Gonna bring pollution down to zero.
Sounds Canadian.
Yeah. As I'm singing it.
Sounds very Canadian.
Yeah, it's a very like mixed race group that Captain Planet has.
Or Kumbaya.
And he's gray. Seems
he's
very
gray.
Yeah, so you can't really decide. He has blue hair. He's no one's race. You know what I mean? They didn't choose a race for him, which I think is very Canadian. Everything's fine.
He's from Toronto.
Yeah, we're always 10 years ahead socially than America.
Yeah, I was in Australia last month, and the mullets are fully back. Everybody has a mullet, and I couldn't tell if they're 20 years behind or 10 years ahead. I don't know what's happening.
Yeah, they're doing their own. It's weird.
I don't know what they're doing out
there. It's like a joke that we kind of like. that was kind of, it's kind of fun in America. Some guys will do it, and then it became a full fashion trend down there. I saw.
A third of the people do mullets, men and women.
Australia's their own thing. Hot Canada.
I call it Canada in a thong. Yeah.
Yeah, Canada thong. It's. If they're more confident because they're not beside America, and they have too much confidence.
But also they have space, and they have like.
But Canada doesn't have space.
It does, but Canada has a white wilderness that's like, I mean, I guess it's space, but does anyone want to live in north of, you know?
There's more livable space in Canada than Australia. Australia, the middle of Australia is a desert. It's inhospitable.
I guess, but like most of Australia is surrounded by beautiful beaches. So you're at the beach.
Yeah.
You're not at the beautiful beaches in Canada.
No. It's hot Canada. It's definitely.
And always hot.
It always bothered me at growing up when like learning history as a kid.
They were like, we could have been there.
They were like, and Britain colonized Canada, and we lost so many men and women the first 10 winters, and we sent our criminals to paradise. And I was like, why? Why?
Yeah, I was.
Why didn't I should be there? They should be here. The prison colony is supposed to be in the cold place.
Siberia should be up north.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Why don't you fight to get to Siberia? You go to paradise, you idiots, you ding dongs. Anyway, they should be in Canada. I should be there.
I was looking that up when I was down there. I was like, people just excited to come here, and the prisoners. And then I looked it up. Like they're basically slaves. They're indentured to specific landowners, and they had to do a certain amount of work for years and years. Oh, they weren't excited. Yeah, and it was 18 whatever. It was hot.
It's so hot, buggy. I imagine
it was 110 out in Perth when I was out there. Anyway,
ugh,
it was warm. But it's a dry heat.
We're talking 42 degrees centigrade, 43.
Yeah.
Anyway.
One day it was 45.
Yikes. So.
Peter, he had his friends over.
So I was like, hey, man, you know, you should show them live action stuff, not cartoons. And he's like, no, it's fine. They like it. At least it's not He-Man. I don't like He-Man because I don't like that he has to wait until he lifts his sword up to change. So I'm not going to show them that, okay? And I'm like, okay. And it really pissed him off. And I was like, all right, I'm sorry. You know, you should try next time, watch The Mandalorian. Every couple weeks, I tell him to watch The Mandalorian. Yeah. I gave him my Disney Plus subscription, and he watches cartoons on there. And I'm like, just, you know, it's a new show. It's a Star Wars show. He loves Star Wars.
He's 40 now?
He's 39. He'll be 40 in June. I'm like, hey, man, you should watch The Mandalorian because it's actually pretty simple. The story structure is very simple.
Yeah.
I watched a few and I was like, this is so dumb.
Well, it's aimed at kids.
It's aimed at like 13-year-olds. Yeah. It's fine.
Surprised they don't add the word like pow after the punches. Like,
yeah. It's
fighting scenes are really cartoonish.
It's a beautiful show.
It's shot really well.
It's a beautiful looking show, high production value, looks like a movie. It's like perfect for Peter. You can follow it, and it looks cool. And he's like, okay, maybe sometime. And then he wrote me this text today. He wrote me, we got off the phone, and he goes, Dear Graham, well, maybe I don't even want to hear any more about watching The Mandalorian. Maybe if I probably tried to think of a very nice day per week to watch it, maybe that probably won't even get to happen, or I could probably forget to have myself deal with watching it. We will see. P.S. Well, unfortunately, or maybe it's not for me to get myself right into, possibly. Basically, he's telling me to F off. I don't ever want to watch it. And stop bringing it up.
He doesn't like it.
Yeah.
Yeah, you tried.
That first sentence is so funny to me. Dear Graham, well, maybe I don't even want to hear any more about watching The Mandalorian. I don't want to hear about it anymore.
Yes.
It's like, I'm just trying. Like, what is it with these, like, kids with autism that they suck in everything like a sponge when they're 10 to 12? And then it shuts off for their life. Nothing new can come in. Why can't... Is that just like humans and they're just...
Your brain's full?
They're just like how people in Mensa can't... People who are 60 and part of Mensa couldn't pass the new Mensa test because there's like, you know.
Is that a thing? I haven't heard this.
Well, just technology changes and they get confused. It's like they can't. Well, people in Mensa can't. 65-year-olds, 70-year-olds in Mensa can't.
Program their VCRs?
Well, no, but they can't add a contact to their iPhone.
Right.
They can't figure it out. You know what I mean? You just sort of stay in your general generation.
I think one of the. I think it's really hard as you get older to accept new technology. I mean, it's even hard for me.
Well, it's not acceptance. It's like brain malleability.
Right, but I feel like, I feel like your brain's, at least mine,
it's not a willingness.
Way less malleable than it was.
Right, but it's not a, it's not a, it's not a laziness.
No,
it's like an inability.
Yeah.
And I just think, like, it seems to me like...
That's one of the hardest things.
People with autism, like, it's like a heightened version of that. It happens earlier and to a stronger degree. It's like 12, the valves are shutting off at 12. Get everything you're going to get in for the rest of life at 12.
Well, no, for my son, was a little younger, yeah.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, we're still on VeggieTales cartoons.
Sure. Well, Peter still watches Care Bears. He still watches like cartoons for little kids.
Yeah.
And he knows he's not supposed to. He knows it's like
a guilty pleasure.
He doesn't tell me. It's his dark little secret. He'll watch. And I know he does it. Sometimes he'll let it slip. And he goes, Grandma, I know they're not for little kids, but sometimes it's okay. And I'm like, yeah, I didn't say anything.
Yeah.
You're home alone. Do whatever it takes not to go crazy.
If you have to get your Care Bear action, Care Bear action.
Yeah. He watches Super Ted.
Another Canadian one, I'm thinking.
I think it might be British.
Okay.
He watches... Yeah.
Ted and the Thong, that one's going to be Australian.
Yeah. Don't get Super Ted mixed up with Ted.
That's coming out of the series now,
that
right?
Family Guy one where it's a teddy bear that swears. Maybe Peter would like that one. I don't know. Anyway, should we do in the news now?
I was going to give you a quick update on JJ's got a little...
Oh, yeah, my bad. I'm sorry. Before you said there wasn't much for JJ off air, so...
He's got a little job that he goes to that we're hopeful is going to mature into something, but lately it's been very when you were saying that about P, it feels very much like that. Like this is just like something for him to spin his wheels, and it's and he likes to wait for the bus and he likes to get down there and he likes to, but I don't know. So it was a very interesting. Call about that earlier. Excuse me. And I'm there in a few weeks. I think I'm there the week after my birthday. My birthday's coming up. By the way, it's my birthday. You could do me a favor. If you're looking for something to get to for old Kirk here, add me on social media, whatever you use. Facebook, Twitter. I don't usually use Twitter or Instagram, but Facebook fan page, Kirk Smith Comedy, or subscribe to my YouTube. I know you use YouTube. If you're like, I don't do social media. YouTube's not social media. I know you use it. Kirk Smith Comedy. Weird place to plug my thing, but it's my birthday coming up. Graham, what's your socials anyway?
Oh, Mr. Graham K on Instagram. Add me if you haven't already added me. Mr. Graham like the cracker, K-A-Y, on Instagram and X, formerly known as Twitter, and YouTube. Follow me on YouTube, guys. I got to start posting more on there. I got a couple specials on YouTube. Three specials, actually, on YouTube. Yeah, so check that out, and that's Graham. That's youtube.com/GrahamKComedy. That's what the YouTube handle is. I like that we did this in the beginning, so people
do
can't
something else.
We can't tune us out. Yeah, yeah, we tricked you.
We've got a for weeks.
Oh, then, also, I might as well do this because we're doing it now, and we've already got them hooked on the episode. It's a sweet in the news, guys. Don't be tuning us out now because you are going to love in the news. I am going to be at the Riot Festival in Houston, April 24th. If you are in the lovely city of Austin, Texas, I am going to be doing my own show at the Creek and the Cave on April 25th. I need you to come out April 25th. And I need you to come out on, if you're in New York City, I'm going to be doing my own show, Pete and Me, talking about Peter specifically, what it's like growing up with a brother with autism. On March 27th at Caveat Theater in NYC, Manhattan. Pretty good, huh?
We're back. This is a note we got. So for a few weeks now, we've been asking for, if you've got notes, if you want to email us.
Emails, letters.
Emails.
This isn't like a post-it note that we found on Kirk's car.
That's true.
Yeah.
Autasticpodcast@gmail.com is the email. Or KirkSmithComedy at Gmail is where you can email me. This one is from Caitlin B. We're protecting her anonymity. Hello, Kirk and Graham.
This is a siren coming by.
Definitely a cop car coming by.
Because you said too much of her name.
We're basically indefinitely... This is proof that we're in New York City for when you guys find this recording 200 years in the future.
Might be an ambulance.
Could be an ambulance.
Or maybe we're on... Maybe this building's on fire because this podcast is too hot.
Too hot to handle.
That's right.
Too cold to hold. So long story short, I just wanted to reach out to let you know that because of your podcast, I recently figured out that I am somewhat on the spectrum. It doesn't change who I am, but it gives me a better understanding of why my brain works the way it does. I will be forever grateful to you both and the podcast. I'll be subscribing to your Patreon as a way to say thank you. By the way, we have a Patreon, patreon.com/autasticpodcast.
No.
No.
Just autastic.
Autastic.
Yeah.
That you can subscribe
Patreon,
to.
Patreon, patreon.com slash autastic.
I'm adding some more of my story down below if you're interested. And if you never care to read it, I will never know the difference. Keep up the good work, Kate. Okay. I started listening to your podcast a couple months ago, and I've listened to all the episodes that are on Spotify as you guys would share different stories or signs. I would occasionally have a thought that... I would occasionally have a thought that those descriptions sounded a little like me, and then I would push that thought to the side and tell myself it didn't mean anything. Then I heard an episode about oxytocin levels and how they contribute to a mother's ability to lactate. When I heard it, it was as if everything turned to slow motion. I'm a mom of four, and I've never been able to feed any of my children. In a single moment, I figured out why I've never been able to nurse my kids, and I was confirming my thoughts of being on the spectrum all at the same time. It was a very surreal experience for me. If you're still here for this part, I'll let you, If you're still here for this part, you'll now have to read a bit more about lactation, which is not something I do every day, honestly. If I'm Graham, something you know a lot about?
Absolutely. Every morning.
Right. Now, everyone has struggles in life, and this one maybe sounds silly to some, but not being able to feed my babies was and still is a big deal to me. Being a new mom.
Yeah.
Emotions, hormones, not sleeping can be very hard. And then when you add in that the mix, it can be downright overwhelming. No one, even doctors, ever suggested that the problem could stem from my brain. I've never in a million years would have thought that the answer to my problems would come from two male comedians who most likely, I'm just guessing here, probably don't even know much about lactation. I certainly don't. Graham apparently is a... boobophile, but I know very little about lactation. I'm a fan.
No, I don't know anything.
When my wife was nursing their kids, that's get in there, buddy. Get all the juice out.
Okay.
It just blows my mind that if I'd heard this 10 years ago, it would have saved me a lot of stress and tears. And I'm currently working on putting together research, my story to bring to the birthing centers of my local hospitals. Even if it's something that isn't common, I'm hoping it can help at least one mom or two that have the same problem. It just feels like the problem of being linked to ASD and low oxytocin needs to become more common knowledge. I'm so grateful and wanted to remind you that your podcast is making an impact. Again, Kate. Kate, thank you very much for that note.
Thank you, Kate.
That note made an impact on me. Yeah. I got to be honest. I was out in the high seas.
Yeah.
On a brand of ships that rhymes with barnacle, and I was a little bit discouraged. It was a hard. It can be hard out there. It can be very lonely, isolating. You feel like you're part of the Filipino Navy sometimes.
Yeah,
people don't speak a lot of English. They do, but they don't. And so
you got to learn Tagalog. What's it called? Tagalog? The Filipino language?
I feel like this is getting offensive. But
I'm
you're
sorry.
Close.
I'll look it up.
But this note came at a nice time, and it was very encouraging. Now, I'm going to read the in the news. I'm going to read part, at least, of this article about the connection between oxytocin and autism, just to in case you guys don't remember this, I think we did this episode 4 years. Not, I don't remember. It was years ago, if I recall. Okay, so this is on Spectrum News.
Tagalog.
There you go.
I wasn't far off.
You're very close. I'm just teasing you, buddy. You're much more knowledgeable than I expected you to be. I got to be honest.
Yeah, if I had a better memory, I could...
You could have nailed it.
Yeah.
You could rule the world.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Okay, of all the brain chemistry that autism researchers study, few molecules have garnered as much attention as the so-called social hormone, oxytocin. I think I'm saying this right. Some autistic children appear to have low blood levels of oxytocin, which has led several teams to test oxytocin delivered intranasally as an autism therapy. So far, such critical trials have yielded inconsistent results. And then it talks about its connection to autism, and I'm going to jump forward to the scientists first identified oxytocin's role in social interactions in prairie voles, V-O-L-E-S, voles. The hormone, which is released in the vole's brain when they mate, facilitates the formation of monogamous bonds. Blocking the animal's oxytocin receptors inhibits the pair bonding. And administering oxytocin leads to bonding without mating. Let's jump forward. Okay. Do researchers suspect there's a connection between autism and oxytocin? Some studies, though, not all, have found that autistic children have lower blood levels of oxytocin on average than their non-autistic peers. And the autistic children have the lowest levels, with the lower levels, demonstrate poor social skills than those with the higher levels. Now, were you going to say something, Grandma?
No, I was just sighing. Just general anxiety about life over here. Don't worry about it.
Anything you want to share with the class or no?
When am I going to settle down? You know what I mean? Do I have my oxytocin? Do I have poor social skills? I can't remember anyone's name. Who cares?
I don't know. Yeah. I think you're doing fine. I think everybody's very different, and I think it's not a test. It's not a test, and I think you're doing great. You just feel like it's because the age thing or what?
I think it's the age thing. You know, I'm like, I can rationalize it and be like, well, I was, you know, trying to work hard at being a comedian. And really focusing on that. I had grew up in a chaotic household, so I never wanted to get married growing up. It always scared me. You know, and so that's all those comedy, like all that took care of my early 20s was those fears. And then comedy took care of like 26 to 35 because I didn't have time to settle down. And then now it's like... Well, it's been 7 years since then, and it's just like the only people that like me are mentally ill.
well, I hope they're not listening to this because that's not going to be.
Well,
a nice,
I'm mentally ill. Nice, you know what I mean? No, I mean out. They're nice. I mean, I'm not talking about anyone recently, but I'm just talking about like girlfriends. You know what I mean? It's been like anyway, and I'm starting to wonder. It's like obviously me. You know what I mean? It's my oxytocin is off.
Calls coming from inside the house.
That's right. It's obviously all my fault, and it's just hard to come to grips with that.
Well, that's more of an existential thing. Let's wrap this up, and then we'll go back to this. So the last step of this connection.
You asked. I was happy just to sigh in the corner.
I agree. Yeah. I agree. I opened up a can of worms. It's my fault. Mm-hmm. But so the connection between autism, oxytocin, we talked about. Now there's a connection between oxytocin and breast milk. So this is in the NCBI, the government website, the psychological benefits of breastfeeding. Oxytocin is produced more quickly than prolactin, and it makes the milk that is already in the breast flow for the current feed and helps the baby to get the milk easier. Oxytocin starts working when a mother expects a feeding as well as when the child. So it's kind of it's all connected. And I mean, yeah. We'll post this article in the description, excuse me. But it sounds like it's all connected, right? That the oxytocin is connected to the autism levels, which is connected to the breastfeeding. So if you're a hard time breastfeeding, and that's how this lady came, pieced it all together. And As always, we just say thanks for the notes, right? We appreciate your notes. Mm-hmm. And
thanks very much. And now I'm reminded of that article, and I have to go look at my reflection in the mirror and think about my life. So thank you. That is a really heartwarming thing to write, and we really do appreciate it. And notes like that do help us keep doing it, and give us the energy and the resolve to keep doing it. And you know, sometimes you think you're talking into the void, and when you get a note like that, you're like, wow, okay.
Somebody's listening.
People, well, not only that, but it's just that it helps. Yeah. And that's why we did it. That's why we're doing it. Because there was nothing like that out there in the world 7 years ago.
We hope you find this funny and encouraging, guys.
Yeah. Anyway, you guys are fantastic, and we appreciate it. I'm Graham Kay.
I'm Kirk Smith. Have a great week, guys. You can do it.